Yo, welcome everybody to episode, what is this? I think it's like episode 14, maybe. But welcome to another episode of Get Your Nerd On Podcast. And all right, let me tell you exactly what episode it is, because that is really rude of me to not know, even though I was sick and I was the one late. And all right, it is episode 17. And we got a lot to cover before E3 starts, all right? I've been gone. There's mad news. There's mad comics. Gonna have to catch up on that too. But listen. We got the Met Gala going on. I mean, not the Met Gala. Fuck the Met Gala. We got the Hellfire Gala going on. We got E3 on the way. And there's just mad shit to cover. And Loki's starting this week. So let's get to the shits. Let's talk about what we gotta talk about. Because we gotta talk about some stuff. Alright, so per usual, I was sick. I'm gonna tell you about myself, but there's not much to tell you. So I was sick, but I'm good now, I guess. I mean, I'm a little congested, but fuck it. My sis graduated, and I read some comic books. So that's really it. I ain't played no fucking games because I was too sick. Barely read the damn comic books, but it's whatever, man. I got enough for y'all, so let's get to it. Alright, that's a little bit, but I did read Mad Newses, and we about to go through it right now. Alright, so I'm gonna start off with a more recent, not a more late. I just fucked up my fucking note, bro. Oh shit. Alright, let's see if I can remember what it was. Okay, we got our first look at Battlefield 2042. Alright, right? Dope. And that trailer looks freaking insane. Alright, so I'm only gonna point out a couple of things. You guys should definitely go watch that trailer for yourself. Maybe once I start doing videos. Yo, listen, once I get this shit popping, bro, this shit gonna be dope fucking podcast, cuz. Anyway, like I said, the game was fire, alright? Like, it just looked super cool. The trailer was fire, alright? There was like a fucking storm tornado and it was sucking everybody in, and then this person used a wingsuit to get out. Niggas was dogfighting, and then he hopped out his jet because he got tired of this shit. Shot a rocket at this dude, hopped back in his jet. Dog, nah, that trailer was fucking dope. It's going to have, I believe it was 128 versus mode, something like that. Let me see if I can find the right number, because like I literally just woke up and was just like, oh shit, this shit dope. But I can tell you that the gameplay will be shown at Microsoft conference on June 13th, so there is that. And bro, that shit definitely looks like really fucking crazy, bro. I don't know if it's gonna be a good game, but that trailer definitely looked nuts. I'm gonna see if I can find the other information for it. But like, okay, let's see. Xbox The Wire posted something about it, and they say, okay, there's mad maps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 maps. There will be an open beta if you pre-order it. You'll get the 10% discount for having EA Play if you're buying it on Xbox with your Game Pass, which comes with EA Play. Launches on October 22nd. This will feature the largest maps ever for the franchise and allow up to 128 players on Xbox Series X to battle head-to-head. So you get super big maps and 128 players on next gen. But previous gen, that number is decreased, and the map sizes are actually decreased as well, and you don't get that cool ass weather technology. So like, you're actually gonna fucking miss out. But like, that's fucking dope, bro. This shit looks really fucking cool. It's really insane. And I'm excited to see what else they have for us, like, with this game. I want to see if I'm going to play this game. Forgive my coughs. But yeah.
That shit's gonna be so cool, dog. I'm hyped.
Alright, so let's see what else we got here for you guys. Cause we definitely got bad shit, alright? I just couldn't write it all down. I just got all my shit, like, prepared. Feel me? Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League will not be at E3 2021. So, like, I do not know why they're gonna do that. But hey, if they don't want to show us the game, they don't gotta show us the game. I guess. I mean, alright, here's the thing. I think that's because of Fandom. So I believe they're gonna save that for Fandom so they have something video game-ish to come in with. Otherwise, it makes complete sense as to why
it's not gonna be there. But then again, at the same time,
why the fuck would they do that? Like, there's absolutely no... If they're not gonna show that Fandom, there's no reason to hold it back. But that's just me, personally. That's how I feel. I feel like they shouldn't. They should just go all out. E3 is back. Keep E3 as cool as E3 is. But I also, like, am not excited for that game as much as I am for the other game. So, it is what it is. I'll take it. I won't take it. I will take it. Who knows? We'll see what the fuck happens, and we'll enjoy it. But I do definitely believe that it has something to do with Fandom. DC wanted to keep some of their properties to themselves. But hopefully we get gameplay. That's what I want. I want to see some really good gameplay. I want to see... the Warner Bros. Presentation is back for Blood. There is no separate event. Oh. Okay. So... supposedly, according to the way this tweet is, Back for Blood is listed separately from Warner Bros. When it comes to the E3 presentation. ... Summerfest replies with, the Warner Bros. Games presentation is Back for Blood. There is not a separate event. So, there probably won't be any of those games being shown whatsoever. Just Back for Blood. Which, I mean... that's even more upsetting? I don't know. That's for me. I absolutely love looking at everything at E3. Like, the freaking the Fandom event wasn't bad or anything. It's just I don't really I don't know. It wasn't it didn't tell me what I wanted to know, and because it didn't tell me what I wanted to know, I didn't really care for it. But that's also very, I don't know, self-centered of me? But hey, whatever. There is like this rumor going around that Persona 5 will be coming to Xbox. Big rumor. Big rumor, okay? Like, nothing confirmed except for a Korean listing or rating and old listing in the Microsoft Store. But if this is true, that's freaking great because I love Persona 5 Royal. Well, I love Persona 5. I didn't play Royal yet. I have all of them on my PlayStation. I just don't want to play them on my fucking PlayStation. So if these come to Xbox, I will truly get to enjoy the rest of these games because I will sit there and I will beat the game. So that's dope. I'm totally excited for that if that ends up being a true thing. Like, I love the whole idea and everything. Like, it's gonna be great. Games are like really cool games, so any Xbox player who hasn't heard of them, just like know that they're really screwed up games. Like, Persona 5 deals with a lot of abuse from adults and people that you look up to. And basically going into their minds and essentially killing them or making them atone for their sins. And it's just really fucking good. Really dope story. Really, really funny. Actually, I'm not gonna spoil that. It's quite hilarious once you find out one of the enemies look like. But yes, that rumor is a cool rumor that I'm hoping to be true, and I'm so ready for it.
Burps galore. Another rumor is about,
Oddworld, Soulstorm. Xbox Series X listing appears on ESRB website. The former PlayStation console exclusive looks to be heading to Xbox One. So, who knows? This could be taken with a grain of salt, alright? But, Oddworld Soulstorm was released in April 2021. Actually, PlayStation gave it to all their members, I think, for free. But, supposedly it could be coming to Xbox. And if it does, you know I will not be touching my PlayStation version. I will wait, and I will play it on my Xbox. Those gamer score numbers about to go up. Especially since I'm starting to feel a little bit better. I never lost a fucking... All year I ain't lost on a leaderboard. Man, I'm getting my gamer score up. But if you're a fan of Oddworld from before but you don't own a PlayStation, you might have a chance, y'all. You might be able to see it coming out on our system. Yeah, the Xbox. Let's see what else we got. We got Marvel has a new tabletop RPG that will let you play as your favorite heroes or create your own, coming out next year. And it's cool because I think I told you guys, like, I was trying to play Dungeons and Dragons and I was gonna make my own Dungeons and Dragon type thing with X-Men. So if they're actually just gonna make one for us, like a role-playing book, game book or whatever, dog, I'm just gonna play that. We're gonna do it by that, and I'm gonna smoke everybody. That shit gonna be big lit, dog. I'm hyped to have that. I'm really hyped. I'm happy. It's gonna be freaking great. I can tell you guys about the E3 schedule like I promised I would. So, E3 will be June 12th to June 15th. And all Pacific time. I don't know the conversion. I'm sorry. Because this ain't my time either. But I think it's 3 hours for people who is on the same side as me. That goes for Florida people. But I could be wrong, so y'all better look that up. Saturday, June 12th, 10 a.m., broadcast pre-show. 11 a.m., Ubisoft Forward pre-show. 12 p.m., Ubisoft Forward. 2 p.m., Gearbox E3 Showcase. 2:45, Games Beat Session. Sunday, June 13th, 8:45 a.m., broadcast pre-show. 9:30 a.m., 24 Entertainment's Naraka Blade Point. 10 a.m., Xbox Bethesda Game Show. 12:15 p.m., Square Enix. Yeah, I sound like I'm dying. I'm not editing that out. Forgive me. Just bear with me. 12:15, Square Enix. 2 p.m., Warner Bros. Games Back for Blood. 2:30 p.m., PC Gaming Show. 4 p.m., Future Game Show. I'm gonna stop you right there. Warner Bros. Games Back for Blood. Why the fuck didn't Xbox just say, hey guys, I'll pay for this? What the fuck is wrong with them? Whatever. Monday, June 14th, 8 a.m., broadcast pre-show. 9 a.m., Verizon. 9:45 a.m., Intellivision. 10:15 a.m., Take-Two Interactive Panel. 11:10 a.m., Mythical Games. 12 p.m., Indie Showcase. 12:30, Freedom Games. 1 p.m., then 2:30 p.m., Capcom. 3 p.m., Razer. Tuesday, June 15th. Thank God I'll be off of work. 8 a.m., broadcast pre-show. 9 a.m., Nintendo's Nintendo Direct and Nintendo Treehouse Live. 2:25, Bandai Namco. 3:30, Yoreka Studios. 3:35, GameSpot Play for All Showcase. 4:45, official E3 2021 award show. What? Okay, Interesting. So yeah, that's the E3 schedule. I guess since we're on the E3 schedule, I can talk about what I want from everyone who's showing up. So listen, starting from the beginning, we're going to go with, I'm only going with companies that I know what to expect from. So, Ubisoft Forward, what do I want to see and what we'll probably see? God damn. All right, guys. So, I think for Ubisoft, we will not see any Splinter Cell. What I want to see is some fucking Splinter Cell. I want to see some normal Splinter Cell. I want to see a new story shown on the Xbox floor. So not even at the Ubisoft floor. But I want them to bring us a new Splinter Cell. I want them to not make it a multiplayer thing. Not something with some multiple factions and being a PvP. Just something nice and single player-ish. I would like them to either announce that they have started working on a Phoenix Rising sequel, or or at least acknowledge that the game has some fan base or not. I don't know. I kind of enjoyed Immortal Phoenix after I finally forced myself to beat it. let's see what else. I know we will not be getting any Prince of Persia. They've told us that we're not getting any Prince of Persia at the Ubisoft Forward, but it is definitely developing along smoothly. I would like to see more of the Rainbow Six Quarantine, which got changed to Extraction, which is stupid. Like, that name change is dumb. But I would like to see more gameplay of it and maybe a beta release. I mean, from Ubisoft, that's about it. I don't think we're gonna get, I'm sure we're not gonna get a Assassin's Creed, because Assassin's Creed is on a new cycle, so we're not gonna get that. But hopefully we'll get something. We'll be showing, I mean, there's nothing I expect from Gearbox, but I think that they will be showing us a their new IP. Maybe they will maybe they will tease it to us, because they do have something new in the works. So maybe that's what we're gonna be getting. And if that's the case, then that's great. Like, I'm all here for it. I mean, there's just nothing I really expect from Gearbox. I don't really want another ow, fucking shit. Yeah, I just banged my knee. I'm not expecting another Borderlands or anything like that anytime soon. So, no, I don't see that. Although we're supposedly getting a Tiny Tina spinoff, that's very possible. But I don't really expect nothing much to come from them, sadly. Let's see. Then we got Xbox Bethesda. Oh, my expectations are high for Xbox Bethesda. So we'll skip that for now. Square Enix. I only want to see Final Fantasy Online getting a release date for Xbox and one Xbox timed exclusive. It's all I expect to see from them. That's what I want to see from them. What we will see is more Final Fantasy, most likely. We'll probably get some update about Final Fantasy Online that has nothing to do with Xbox, even though that's what I need. And yeah, that's all I can see coming from there. Warner Bros. Back for Blood, just gonna get some gameplay. It's gonna show us how it goes. Maybe they'll drop us a open beta for it. And then that'll literally be it. Like, they're gonna be like, screw you guys, that's all we got for you. Let's see, Capcom, I actually don't know what they could give us. Maybe they'll be giving us the new Street Fighter. That's very possible. There is a new Street Fighter in development for next-gen systems. So we could definitely be getting that, and I'd be happy to see that, because I haven't played Street Fighter V much, like, only because, you know, I don't like turning on my PlayStation, but I'd be excited to see that. Maybe something related to Resident Evil Verse, or maybe they'll talk about how much we loved Lady Demestra, Lady D. But it's only a 30-minute conference, possibly. I don't know if these conferences are going to be, like, directly after the other. And if that's the case, their conference is only going to be 30 minutes. If the schedule works how a school with one classroom. For Nintendo, oh my, listen. I want Metroid. I want Metroid remakes. I want Metroid Prime 4. I want fucking Mario Soccer. I want everything. I want everything that you're supposed to give us, Nintendo. I want everything. All of it. I don't care about the Switch Pro. I just want all the games. Pokemon gameplay. And everything else with it. I just want all your games, Nintendo. That's literally it. That's all you can provide me with, is all your games. You can give us a new Star Fox game. You can give us a freaking gameplay for Metroid. You can give us you can give us a Bayonetta update, because you know Bayonetta 3 still hasn't dropped. Like, bam, I want it all of it. Yeah, that's it. That's what I want. That's my wish list for the E3. Now let's get back to the one that I skipped, the big boy, the Xbox and Bethesda. Okay, alright, so listen, from my Xbox and Bethesda wish list, it goes a little like this. 3 brand new IPs we know nothing about that will drop the following fall and the following, like maybe one of them drop the fall of 2022, and then 2 drop the fall of 2022, maybe something around those lines, or one that drops the fall of 2022, and then another one a quarter later, and then another one a quarter later. Speaking of quarters, before I forget, because I didn't write this down, Xbox mentioned how they want to try and what does they want to try and do? Oh, release a new Xbox exclusive every quarter. They want to try and release an Xbox exclusive. That would be great. That's 4 exclusives a year. Could be more. I would like that. That would be really fucking dope. So if they could make that happen, I'm with that. Back to the wish list. I mean, they are talking about there is a brand new IP that will totally blow our minds, so they say, in the works. So I mean, my dream isn't too far fetched. It's just will we get shown it? Don't know. If we do, that's cool. I'll be super excited with that. So yeah, that's one of the things on my wish list. The next thing would be a Fable cinematic or gameplay trailer. Just give me one of those, something much more than what you gave us last time, that teaser. That would be great. I would also like an Avowed trailer, because the reveal trailer they showed us was pretty nice. I just want a little bit of information on it. Just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. At the very most, one-timed exclusive. Probably going to get 2. But one-timed exclusive would be fine. Or third-party exclusive, full exclusive. One or the other. I'll take it. Forza Horizon reveal with optional weather manipulation taking place in Japan. What I mean by that is, it'll be real cool to get us a Forza Horizon game in Japan with a street setup with weather that we could control at any time, instead of being like 4 seasons throughout the thing. Maybe a couple of them are forced, but not too much, so we don't get stuck in snow or rain. It's just really cool and optional dynamic weathers, things that are like say if Japan has crazy lightning storms, we'll throw a crazy lightning storm in there, and you will feel like you are driving through the lightning storm. If they have harsh winds, we'll throw some harsh winds in there. You can change that up or add that. There'll be a couple random tracks where maybe you have to, or bucket list tracks. If it's just super fucking sunny, we'll make it super fucking sunny for you. But the sun can get annoying, so we'll make it one of those things where it's an optional choice. Like, I don't know. There's so much stuff they can do with weather, and so many ways that they can implement it into a game, and I don't know. I love Blizzard Mountain. That shit was really dope. I love the scenery and the Hot Wheels. I was always thinking it'd be really cool if weather interrupted that. And I don't know. Japan's really beautiful from, like, certain pictures. I guess, of course, depending on where you go in Japan. I'm pretty sure not all of Japan looks the same. But there are certain parts where it's just super beautiful. And I think for game's sake, unless they're going to go to specific lands, they can add every beautiful and not beautiful aspect and put it into this game and kind of make you feel like you're in a miniaturized Japan. You know, we got all types of flowers blooming in the air. Like, we could, like, bro, the screenshots would be ridiculous. But yeah, that's me, because I really like me and my boy always toyed around with the Forza Street idea. Let's see, what else we got? Starfield release window. I don't think we're going to get a full-on date. I don't even want a full-on date. Unless the game is coming out this year, which it's not, most likely. I just want a release window. Because they're probably not going to give us any... I want the release date to come with a trailer. That's mainly what it is. I want them to just be like, here's the Starfield logo. Here's the release window. And you will definitely get a trailer for that. Or maybe we'll get a trailer today. I don't know. Of course, you got to market it, so... But, like, if we get, like, a trailer, then it has to have a date. If it's just, like, a trailer, finally, then it's a release window. Halo Infinite multiplayer reveal would be great. And a same date beta release. That would be fucking fantastic. It would be like, hey, here's Halo Infinite. And you can play it right after the show. And I'm going to be at work. Piss the fuck off. But I'm gonna go play that shit the second I get off. And then Game Pass family announcement. With all this talk about Game Pass coming to, I'm gonna share this bit of news, and it will lead into what I'm gonna say about Game Pass family. Game Pass will get built into TVs and TV dongles in the future, as Xbox is working with multiple companies. So, yes. Soon we'll be able to get Game Pass on TV devices or little dongle devices. So Game Pass family would be a very, very good thing to announce soon. What would that be? That would be just like Apple family or any of those other things where you share the product with your household. Or you just, or it allows yourself to, like Netflix. If I want to play games here at my house, if I have a game ready on my house and my Xbox is on standby, and I go somewhere else and I try and play a game, it will sometimes make that game back home turn itself off. It'd be cool if we had the family account, and the family account allows for you to play under your name in two separate places. So I could keep Apex Legends posted up here, and when I go on vacation or something like that, I'd have to turn it off or exit out of it or near replica and lose progress, something where I can lose progress. And I go on vacation and want to play my Xbox, it doesn't tell me to X out of here. It just tells me, hey, the console has a game in suspend. We will keep it suspended, but you can still play something new on your phone. I mean, that'd be cool. Or you could put multiple family members under it, and they can all use Game Pass in different rooms. So, like, if someone wants to use Game Pass in the living room while I'm using Game Pass in my room and another one on their cell phone, all fine. It's under a family plan.
price is a little bit cheaper than you getting three separate game passes. I mean, that'd be dope because you're gonna have game passes so many places. May as well make it more accessible for everyone without forcing everyone to get their own. And Wolfenstein reveal would be really cool. Something from Bethesda. I mean, Bethesda's working on a couple of things that we don't know of. But
I would like for them to make up for
Youngblood. Cool characters, not that enticing of a game. I don't know, like, I haven't wanted to really play that game that badly. So, yeah, that's my wish list. And on to more news. More news being, Overwatch gets cross-play between PC and console, but competitive will be input-based. So, you PC people, don't get scared. We're not going to whip your ass because it's input-based. More PS5 games are coming to the PlayStation 4, God of War sequel, and Gran Turismo, to be exact for now. Sony claims it will not impact next-gen versions. With that being said, God of War is delayed until 2022. So y'all not getting that this year. I'm not getting that this year. I own a PlayStation 5. Cyberpunk has a new game director taking over, so let's see how this works out. I don't know who they are. I don't know much about their track record, but I would assume that it's a very good choice if that's the choice that they made to do. So we'll see how that ends up affecting everything else. Resistance 4 reportedly canceled because of another PlayStation exclusive. And I find that really funny. And apparently it was Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. But hey, everyone's excited for Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. I think they like that more than getting a new Resistance game, even though... No, I think it was Killzone I heard people say they want. But yeah, I mean, I'm more excited for the Ratchet and Clank than I am the Resistance 4. But Resistance was good games, whenever I did actually try and play them. They were pretty nice for Sony exclusives. Days Gone Maker... Why'd I say that shit like that? Games Gone Maker working on a brand new IP according to the PlayStation boss. It's not a new Days Gone game. It's something completely new. And they believe that it will absolutely be a hit amongst the fans. Alright. That's all for gaming news. We got some movie and TV stuff to go through. Netflix had this thing called Geeked Week. This past 3-4 days, so I got some news from that. Just stuff that I care about. I don't know if you'll care about it, but like I care about it, so I'm gonna tell you it, and you're just gonna sit there and listen like you always do. Okay, cool. All right, so movie and TV stuff from Geek Week. Stranger Things is getting a 6-episode prequel scripted podcast as well as a book, which drops June 29th about Robin Buckley. I'm actually very interested in this. I love Stranger Things stuff. I don't know if I'm going to get the book because I didn't get the other book that they got, but I would definitely be listening to the scripted podcast, and depending on what type of material they use for the book, I might buy the book and give it a read. What else? We got Fear Street movie trilogy is being released on Netflix, and it looks bloody good. Like, it looks really lovely. It looks like a cool camp horror flick made by R.L. Stein with blood in it. I'm happy for that. I like R.L. Stein, and I think they should remake Goosebumps for the more mature audience now. Only reason I say that, it's the only thing I believe they should remake for us. Only reason I say that is because everyone who loves Goosebumps is my age. Now imagine they made Goosebumps for my age. Although Goosebumps books were insanely great, even reading them now, fucking awesome. Just imagine if they added a little bit more horror to the element for us. It could ruin it, or it could be really, really good. I mean, it wouldn't be for the kids, because the kids don't read Goosebumps no more. They don't know what greatness is. But yeah, that would be awesome. Cowboy Bebop is getting music from the composer Yoko Kanno, and the show will release this fall. So we finally have a window for it, and it's going to have the same great music it's always had. Some tracks will be completely new for the live action. I'm super excited. I've been waiting to hear more news about this, and I don't know, like, Cowboy Bebop is awesome, so I can't wait for that shit to happen. I own Cowboy Bebop on DVD. I just gotta get that movie, but that movie was like $170 something, bro. Fucking insane. We've seen behind the scenes footage of Sandman during Geek Week, and it looked great. I cannot wait to see how it looks, like, when it's all set up and the effects are in there and we have our characters. Bro, that shit looks insane. They went above and beyond to make sure that this story is going to turn out the way that it is supposed to turn out. Jupiter's Legacy Season 2 will be scrapped in favor of the spinoff for the villains. I know a lot of people felt like, what the fuck about that? But who knows? Maybe Jupiter's Legacy Season 2 will come back if the villains arc does, like, fucking numbers. And they're like, okay, maybe we'll go back there. And instead, they decide to just give y'all perspectives from both sides. There's something else. If you are a fan of Gundam, Mobile Suit Gundam Hathaway is coming to Netflix. It will exclusively be on Netflix. So, you know where you can watch that shit. Also, Masters of the Universe, Revelation, they dropped an exclusive trailer for it. And it will also be on Netflix. Netflix is taking a lot of shit, dog. Like, it's insane, but it's awesome. New Shaman King trailer dropped too, which is, of course, going to be on Netflix. Eden Zero trailer released. There's a new Transformers War for Cybertron Kingdom. They dropped images for that as well. Not a trailer, just a bunch of images for it. And I don't know what the fuck this is. Hold up. There's this thing called Exception. They dropped a little picture for it. And that shit looks insane. I don't know what this is. They don't know what it is. It's a horror series. Alright, guys. I don't know when the fuck this shit's dropping, but a Netflix anime series called Exception is gonna be on Netflix, of course, and it's a horror series, and y'all need to watch that, because I like horror anime, and y'all should like horror anime. I don't care if you like horror or not, you better watch that shit. We gonna support that. That shit going up. You know I love me some horror anime, cuz. You know I love me some Netflix anime, cuz. Anyway, that's about it. That's all the fucking news that I got for you people. Alright, I'm going to try and prepare for E3. The next podcast episode will most likely be coming on Wednesday. I'll record it on Thursday and drop it Wednesday. I have your comic book summaries, but I'm not putting them on this episode. I'm gonna put them on the following episode with the E3, so you guys get like this super cool thing of news, and then y'all can chill out to what's been happening. Also, I want to rewrite some of my notes for the stories that we have to catch up on. I'm going to try and make them a little cohesive. I'm still a little congested, so who knows? Maybe it'll sound worse than usual. Maybe it'll sound just as good as usual. But fuck it. Thank you all for tuning in. There will be a bonus episode randomly dropped sometime soon. It will be it's the catch up to the Met Gala, Hellfire Gala, which you'll want to listen to unless you want to skip over that. That's fine by me. I'm dropping it for you because I told you I was going to drop it. And I'll go back on my word. So y'all gonna get that.
And I think that's everything. There's nothing else for me to tell you. Not a thing. Not a bing. Not a boom. Not a bomb. But I will tell you this. Dog. The Hellfire Gala is so cool. Everybody's outfits are like absolutely awesome. Fire. I don't know why, but I don't expect anything less. Emma Frost switches her outfits like 88 times, bro. Big fire. Big fire. First night was like really cool and smooth, and then from what you see, and then like in one of the next issues, it's like, this is still the first night. It wasn't as smooth as you thought. Oh my god, I can't wait for y'all to freaking hear who the fuck tried to break into the gala. It was pretty dope. It was awesome. And then the Hellions issue was cool. I have the next issues here for the Hellfire Gala. They released 3, and then this time they released 2, and then so on. All right. Thank you all. Thank you, thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Wait.
I'll catch y'all next episode. Hopefully, I feel 100% better because I'm trying to be hyped for this E3 stuff.
We're not done. Hype. We're not done.
All right.
I forgot something. I forgot 2 things. There's a Cuphead animation coming to Netflix. And it looks really cool. It looks fucking awesome. It looks great. Cuphead animation coming to Netflix. If you don't know what Cuphead is, it's one of the timed exclusive games that appeared on Xbox. And it was fucking awesome. And it was fucking hard. And I fucking hate that game because it's so great. But it's cool, and it's an animation now, and it's coming to Netflix, and I cannot wait to watch that. It's going to be a wildly cool adventure, and it feels like an old, like, 80s cartoon vibe type shit with color, though. And on top of that, I also saw The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, and that shit was really good. It wasn't that scary, but it was so cool, and then I realized I didn't watch The Nun, and then I watched The Nun, and then I realized that it's a fucking cool-ass universe. There's a chick from The Nun who has like premonitional like powers, and there's a chick from The Conjuring who has powers like that too, and they might be related, and that shit is so dope, bro. And the movie was really cool. Like, it was like, yo, can you put the devil on trial? And that's all they did, was try to figure out how to put the devil on trial and shit, and somehow they managed to win. The dude escaped like life in prison or some shit. Dog, it was fucking cool. Alright, it was a real good movie. It's on HBO Max until July 2nd, but all the other ones are just on there, and it's fucking dope, bro. Like, for real, for real. If y'all like horror movies, if y'all like The Conjuring, y'all should watch The Conjuring 3, The Devil Made Me Do It. That movie was so interesting to watch. Alright, that's all I forgot to tell you. I think that's all I forgot to tell you. Wait. No. I forgot to tell you something else. There's a Netflix Splinter Cell animation. And bro, they just dropped their first look at that. Holy fuck. There's mad stuff. What? That's insane. Also, The Witcher tweeted, "Hey, Witcher Netflix, are you free July 9th? And I do not know what the fuck is going on here, okay? I don't know what's going on here. We might be getting that too. But this episode's done, all right? Now this episode is officially done. And I'm just fucking going crazy because I missed that. Like, how did I... Oh, that's why Geralt meets Geralt. Welcome back into the world of The Witcher Netflix. Netflix and CD Projekt Red are teaming up to host WitcherCon on July 9th. Okay, so whatever the fuck WitcherCon is gonna be, it's gonna be on July 9th. And alright. Let me stop fucking fan. Oh, and we got the trailer for season 2 of The Witcher. It's like a little teaser. Oh, it looks crazy. That shit looks crazy. All right, that is literally it. I am done here. Netflix Geek Week, it was pretty damn dope. I'm just mad that they didn't show
Far Cry is also getting an animated series. That's insane. Can you guys please give me my Ghost in the Shell fucking 2045 season 2? Fuck. All right, y'all. Peace.